Hello. Hi there. Let's go. It's Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. This brand new day starts now. Yes, yes, it's First Thing with Kevin Mano. A quick and efficient look at all the headlines. Before we get to them, a few celebrity birthdays today. Rapper Lil Yachty, actor Sean Conn, actress Shelley Long, and singer Rick Springfield. Happy birthday. It also would have been Kobe Bryant's 45th birthday today. I'm sure we'll see some tributes to the guy. Also, in movie history, 38 years ago today, Teen Wolf was released. The original with Michael J. Fox. He's one of the best. I wished I was a werewolf after I saw that movie. I wanted to surf on top of a truck.
Wait a minute. These waves are mine.
We'll all be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon.
Let's get going. We always start with the top story. Today, it's the debate. The first debate between the Republican candidates for the presidential nomination is going down tonight. It's happening in Wisconsin. 9 of them qualified to be a part of it, but only 8 are going to participate. Former President Trump is not a part of it. The candidate that is polling the highest will be placed in the center. That's Ron DeSantis. He'll have Mike Pence next to him on one side and Vivek Ramaswamy on the other. It's scheduled to be a 2-hour debate starting at 9 p.m. Eastern. Am I too old now, or does that just seem late? Brett Beyer and Martha McCallum of Fox News are going to be moderating. Well, it feels like it's already been going on forever. The election season kind of officially begins tonight with the first debate of the 2024 primary election cycle. Getting into sports here, a former social media manager for the NBA just posted a little rant on the NBA's Facebook page. In the post, he accused the league of overextending employees. He said he had been forced to work 14-hour shifts without breaks. I have it up in our stories. I mean, it was deleted, but it's, you know, still out there. It was screen grabbed and everything. At First Thing Pod, if you want to read what he had to say. He closed it out by saying, quote, "Donate to mental health causes." I just read that after 12 years, Aaron Rodgers and State Farm are parting ways. He's been doing those commercials for a long time. His final commercial appearance is coming in January, and that's it. No more discount double check after that. This is a serious one. Major League Baseball just placed a player on the Tampa Bay Rays on administrative leave as they investigate his alleged relationship with a minor. Oh boy, his name is Wander Franco. He's a shortstop with the team. This all stems from some posts on Twitter. These are very serious accusations, so it is being looked into. Lastly, here, another baseball news, something near and dear to my heart. It's being reported that the White Sox are considering a move from Chicago to Nashville. I lived in Chicago for a long time, and I currently live in Nashville, but I'm a Cubs fan, not a White Sox fan, so I'm torn how to feel about this. Their lease on the south side of Chicago expires in 6 years, and according to Crane's Chicago Business, a move to Nashville is a top option for him. Okie dokie. Getting into entertainment headlines here. We'll start with some more baby news. First, Serena Williams just gave birth to her second child. Adira River is her name. Her husband, Alexis, shared the news online. I have some photos that he posted. I have them up in our stories if you want to see the happy family. Congratulations. Also, yesterday we found out that Jesse James Decker and her husband Eric Decker are expecting their fourth child. Going to be a family of 6 now. Eric Decker and I just competed against each other during the daddy dance-off at that Kids Bop show I went to a couple weeks ago. They asked the two of us and a couple other dads to do it. He and I both lost to one of the other dads, but it was fun. Last one here, Rumor Willis had a baby back in April, and she just said that her daughter Luetta's name was a typo. Yeah, she was exchanging texts with her husband, and he tried to type Loretta, but the R was a U. Rumor saw Luetta and said, wait, I love that, Luetta. In other news, scarier news, there was a tense moment at an event in New York. Drew Barrymore was on stage interviewing Renee Rapp. It was like a little Q&A thing. And a man, he's allegedly a stalker of Drew's, he got up out of the crowd, yelled her name as he approached the stage and said, you know who I am. He also said, I need to see you at some point while you're in New York, okay? Drew and Renee were clearly shaken up. They quickly left the stage and security dealt with the man. Okay, okay, all right, on to some movie and TV news now. We just got a trailer for a very highly anticipated Netflix movie. It's called Rebel Moon. They say it's a sci-fi fantasy event decades in the making. Zack Snyder made this. He's the guy behind 300 and Man of Steel. It's going to be big. I have the trailer for it up on our stories this morning. It's coming out in December. Also up there, a trailer for a new action comedy starring John Cena, Allison Brie, and Christian Slater. It's called Freelance. The movie's out in October, and the trailer is in our stories as well. In TV news, Paramount Plus just dropped some new photos of Frasier. New photos. I said new, not nude. After 19 years, Kelsey Grammer is back for another season of the show, and we just got our first look. So for all you Frasier heads out there, I've got those up in our Instagram stories this morning as well. It's scheduled to premiere on Paramount Plus October 12th, and the first two episodes are actually going to air on CBS as well. Another old show that's come back again is And Just Like That, the Sex and the City spinoff. The season finale featuring old cast member Kim Cattrall is out tomorrow, but HBO just announced the show is coming back for another season. It's been renewed for a third season. Lastly here, I've got something for the Stranger Things fans out there. Walmart is selling a life-size Demogorgon for Halloween. Or I guess for whenever. Just keep them up year-round. Why not? 7.5 feet tall. It'll cost you $400. You'll be the talk of the town. Yeah, what's on TV today and tonight? The previously mentioned Republican primary debate will air on Fox. If that's not your thing, CBS has a new episode of that show, Superfan. Tonight they'll find the biggest Gloria Estefan fan. America's Got Talent is new on NBC again tonight. On the CW, it's the series finale of both Nancy Drew and Riverdale. They both end tonight. USA has the fifth season finale of Temptation Island, and Apple TV Plus has the second season premiere of Invasion, all on tonight.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by AG1. It's the foundation of daily health. One simple scoop once a day, and that's going to help lay the groundwork for a healthier you overall. It boosts energy, it supports immunity, it promotes gut health. You're getting all of that and more from one delicious drink. And they're constantly working to refine it and make it better. They're on their 52nd iteration of it, I believe. They're following the science to make it the best possible version of AG1. And they're always tweaking the taste to improve it. I'm a fan. I've been a customer for years. When you're ready, go to drinkag1.com/firstthing. You're going to get a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/firstthing. Take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right, let's talk about music. Back to something I mentioned yesterday. The story's really blowing up. Scooter Braun, very big talent manager. He's losing clients left and right. First, those rumors about Justin Bieber were out there. And then Ariana Grande and Demi Lovato both split. Now we found out about Idina Menzel. She recently parted ways with him, and J Balvin as well. This dude had an empire, and it seems to be crumbling. There's no official word yet, but the rumor out there is that he's just stepping away from day-to-day management. So it would make sense that these artists might be looking elsewhere, you know, if he's getting out of the game. I don't know, though. It's hard to know what's true at the moment. There are a lot of theories out there, mostly led by Taylor Swift fans because they don't like the guy. We'll see what happens. And real quick about Taylor, there was a security guard at one of her shows in Minneapolis that kind of went viral for asking someone in the crowd to take his picture with Taylor behind him. Do you remember that at all? That video spread on TikTok, and now he said he was fired because of it. Calvin Decker is his name, and he's saying they let him go. He's being positive about it, though. He told his fans, he has fans now, to not send hate or hold any grudges against his former employer. Olivia Rodrigo just became the youngest artist ever to receive the Brit Billion Award. It's given to those that reach 1 billion streams in the UK. She's 20 and she already got there. Youngest to ever get it. Even younger than her, though, Drake's 5-year-old son Adonis is making news. He drew the cover of his dad's upcoming album. The album is called For All the Dogs. And while it doesn't have a release date, it has artwork. And I think it's great. It's a drawing of an animal. I'm guessing a dog. It's white. It's got red eyes. I'm a big fan of kids' art. I'm surrounded by it in the studio right here. And my tattoo is my kid's handwriting. So I think it's a cool idea. I'm a fan of this. Nice work, Adonis. In other little kid news, somebody crowd surfed a baby at a Flo Rida show. This woman sort of passed a baby, I'm guessing her baby, up to Flo Rida, who then grabbed the kid while on stage and held it like Lion King. Everyone in the crowd seemed to enjoy the moment, but man, when I watch this video, it seems way too loud for a baby and kind of traumatizing. Everyone's yelling and the flashing lights. I don't know. I wasn't there, so I can't say, but I have the video up in our stories if you want to see a crowd surfing baby. In other concert news, this is pretty cool. Lauryn Hill just announced a tour to celebrate the 25th anniversary of her album, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That was a big one. And the Fugees are coming together to open the show. So she's kind of going to open for herself. But I have the dates posted in our Instagram stories right now. And lastly, Diddy just announced a brand new album, his first one in 13 years. It's coming September 15th. He said Bieber, Mary J. Blige, The Weeknd, and DJ Khaled are all going to be a part of it. He released a little teaser video for it. I have that up if you want to see it as well. All right, some additional headlines here on this Wednesday morning. As expected, that tropical storm made landfall in Texas yesterday as it dumped tons of rain on the southern part of the state and Mexico. Other parts of Texas continue just baking in a drought. It's a big state. More tropical storms and hurricanes are very likely over the next couple months. In COVID news, Lionsgate, the movie studio, is bringing back their mask mandate to their office in Santa Monica, California. They reportedly had a wave of infections, and an email was sent out asking for masks to be brought back on certain floors of the building. I know there have been larger conversations about the return of mask mandates as this new EG.5 variant spreads. According to the CDC, hospital admissions are up 14% nationally this week. And it's also reported that the Biden administration is about to renew a push for Americans to get their boosters. A quick update now on one of the top stories a few weeks ago. You remember the possibility of a UPS strike? Well, yesterday the union announced that the members officially voted to approve that contract agreement, so the negotiations are officially over, as is the threat of a strike. Today is known as National Cheap Flight Day. Did you know that? It's supposed to signal the day when summer prices are a little lower and holiday flights are at their cheapest. I don't know what kind of deal you'll find, but if you're looking to book something, today might not be a bad day to check it out. This is my favorite story in a while. It's so cool, and I really want to go see it. A spotless giraffe was just born at a zoo in northeastern Tennessee. It's believed to be the only one in the world. It's solid. No pattern on it. She's really cool. Although she's like the dark brown color, which in my mind, those are the spots on the giraffe. So really, she's one big spot. I don't know. I have her up in our Instagram stories this morning if you haven't seen her. And people are voting on a name, and that winner will be announced on September 4th. All right, last one. I always end the show with some good news, something positive. The story's getting a lot of attention. You may have seen the video. If you haven't, I have it up in our Instagram stories as well. This morning, a news reporter with Local 3 Chattanooga proposed to his girlfriend, also a news reporter, on live TV. It's a pretty sweet video. This gal, her name is Cornelia. She started reading the teleprompter, and this is what she said.
And coming up right now, we have the story of two young journalists who just so happened to find love in the same industry. Local 3's Riley Nagel joins us in the studio with a special report.
That is right, Cornelia. I do have a very special report for people at home who maybe don't know. Cornelia and I met in news back in Montana at our news station almost 4 years ago.
She was very clearly caught off guard by the words that she was reading. And then, you know, he comes in and gives his little speech and proposes. She says yes. It's very cute. Again, at First Thing Pod on Instagram if you want to watch the video. Hard not to smile when you see it. Good for them. Congratulations. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Thanks for being here. Thanks to Lauren Rojas for the plug on Instagram yesterday. Thank you, Lauren. And thanks to Sandy Jacobs for listening. Really do appreciate you, Sandy. I hope you guys have a great day. I'm back tomorrow with a new one, all right? I'll talk to you then.
Please tell your friends about this show.